Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual Shoddy Awards. Coming to you live from the Elks Lodge in Eagle Rock, California. Brought to you tonight by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash? Check Into Cash. And by Lightbright. Lightbright, turn on the magic and say goodnight. And now, your host for this evening, Robo Chris.
Thank you, thank you. I am happy to be here tonight in Eagle Rock, California. I am going to tell you all some stand-up comedy jokes now. Have you ever noticed that men and women are different from each other? Men are always drinking and fighting, but women are always nagging and bitching. I am only kidding. Here is my impersonation of an Asian man. Ooh, I so very, very sorry. I have a very, very tiny penis. I cannot pressure a woman. Forgive an esprit. Now here is my impersonation of a black stand-up comedian. Women be shopping. Oh Lord, you can't stop a woman from shopping. Niggas, when we be getting pulled over by the popo, we be like, I am just reaching for my license and registration, sir. But white folk, y'all be like, this is absolutely ridiculous. I demand that you give me your badge number immediately. Y'all motherfuckers know what I'm talking about. Because white folk aren't afraid of receiving beatings from the popo. Do y'all feel me? Okay, let's get tonight's ceremonies underway. Our first category this evening is the Shoddy for Best Song. The nominees are Love Is Not, written and performed by Danny Savage, Ollie Bavarian, James St. Knox, and Shoddy Malansky.
Love is not a lantern.
Take Me Home. Written and performed by James E. Knox, Danny Savage, and Shoddy Malansky. The theme song from Growing Pains, performed by Chris Clements and Danny Savage.
Don't waste another minute on you crying, whether we're near the end. The best is waiting to begin. As long as we've got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby. Rain or shine, all the time. We got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
Sharing the laughter and love.
Chris and Danny, Chris and Danny. Written and performed by Danny Savage.
Chris and Danny, Chris and Danny.
Chris
and Danny, Chris and Danny.
Danny
and Danny, Chris and Danny.
Shoddy Radio.
Chris and Danny, Chris and Danny.
It's Chris, Chris.
Chris and Danny,
with Danny.
Chris and Danny, Chris and Danny.
On Shoddy Radio.
Wow, what a terrific group of songs. In my opinion, they all are winners. But let's see what the judges think. I'll just open this envelope and read what is written on the card inside. Wow, what a surprise. The winner is Chris and Danny, Chris and Danny.
Chris and Danny, 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 Chris
The Chris and Danny, the Chris and Danny, the Chris and Danny Shoddy Radio Podcast is here!
Now with Ben.
Chris and Danny, 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 it's Chris and Danny.
All right. Our next category this evening is excellence in the field of podcasting. We have relentlessly combed through the finest podcasts from around the World Wide Web and gathered the most outstanding, admired, and truly influential podcasts available today. Tonight's nominees are the Adam Carolla Podcast.
No call waiting. I, by the way, am one of the first, victims of the caller ID. I had this chick that I was kind of on again, off again, dating in like 1993 that had the caller ID, and I'd never heard of it. And I was doing one of these, well, baby, fine, because you just lost the best thing you ever had kind of thing. But I was calling her all the time, but I would hang up, you know, if her phone machine picked up or she picked up, you know, and then she did this thing like she goes, have you been calling? I'm like,
no.
Why would I call you? And I'm out on the town making the scene of my Honda 404, man. I don't got time. And she's like, well, I got this caller ID thing and your numbers come up like 128 times. I'm like, yeah. And then I did that. That thing you always know when people are lying, but they can't. You pause and you go.
Yeah, you're like,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, and you're
but
so
you got
frustrated.
Nothing else to say.
Now you're just an idiot.
You got nothing else to say. But I don't know.
Five tacos and a taco.
My number two. I don't even know this guy's name. I didn't even bother to look it up. The lead singer of the Scorpions.
Klaus Meine.
This is another San Antonio
story. Is
this
the time where we do my impression of Klaus Meine?
Yes, please do your impression of Klaus Meine.
Okay. A little. This is what Klaus Meine said to the crowd in California, as heard on Worldwide Live, after Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Schlollisch dances, monsters, California!
It had to come on the podcast at some point. My world famous Klaus Meine impression.
Do you know why we like to come to California? Do you?
Why, Klaus?
Why, Klaus? Because you know how to party!
The know how to party part I don't do as well, but the Schlonish Dolces Monses, California, I got nailed. Go check it out on.
Beyond belief. Fact or fiction?
And every week I'm going to be talking about little summaries, like I mentioned at the beginning, what the episodes are called, as well as what I can remember from watching the episodes and what I think if they're true or false or not. And in this episode, there really wasn't a lot of people as far as celebrities go. In a few episodes, there are actually a few celebrities. There is one person, I cannot remember his name, I think Tom Barry, but I could be wrong. That's the first one. I'll have to look up his name. He's on Cold Case, he plays one of the, Without a Trace,
I think. What the fuck is this?
I'll have to look up. I can't remember who it is. But then there's Persia White, who really the only thing I can think of is, she was on
this sucks.
Shoot. She was on Breaker High with better known Ryan Gosling. So that's a Canadian series, by the way.
Uh-huh. Okay. And finally, Shoddy Radio.
So, are we going to pick a new person to kick off each week?
I think our goal would be we have to lose the most weight. We have to. There should be like a girl we're all trying for too that we win a rose from. And
so,
we are trying to get our rock band off the ground.
So we're trying to, whoever loses the most weight, whoever, but.
Oh, no, we'll, whoever's the best singer individually. And whoever thinks they can dance. And there'll also be a cooking contest. Whoever is the top chef.
I like these ideas. It sounds original.
So fresh. You think you can sing, dance, be a chef, on and all on a cruise ship.
While losing weight.
While losing weight and winning a rose from a girl.
That's what it's called?
Yeah. While on a tropical cruise.
Well, I'm confused. So
it's going to be called Sonia and Temptation Sinboat.
Wow. Those nominees are all shining examples of excellence in the field of podcasting. In my opinion, they are all champions. But let's see who the voters chose as this year's supreme champion. Wow. What a surprise. This year's Shoddy for excellence in the field of podcasting goes to Shoddy Radio.
But at the same time, you're also trying to like sneak fuck Sonia and Tanya, right? Oh, like
yeah.
Normal.
Yeah. And there's going to be a panty sniffing challenge.
Well, I'm not even going to enter that one. Chris already, I mean, it's pretty much assumed who's going to win that one.
Chris can tell you what Tanya had for breakfast.
And I can tell you what she's going to have for lunch. I'm like a panty psychic. I could smell the girls' panties and predict their future meals. That's a spinoff reality show that might be in the works, depending on the success of Temptation Sinboat.
Yeah, what would it be called, though?
Just panty psychic, I think.
I don't know which one I want to watch.
I think it would be America's Top Panty Psychic. Oh, America's Next?
Well, that would be after the first
competition show.
That would be the after the first one. Like,
I come back to judge.
Exactly. You're looking for
but
prodigies.
I'm like Simon. Like, I talk shit and everyone thinks it's funny. Like, that was horrible. You can't sniff panties and predict the future. That was absolutely horrible.
Man. Those three are hilarious. I can't ever get enough of their wacky antics, off-color comments, or interesting conversations. And speaking of interesting conversations, our next category this evening is the Shoddy for Best Podcast or Podcast Moment That Never Aired. These are conversations that, for one reason or another, didn't make the final cut onto the show. Our first nominee tonight is a clip of Chris and Danny drinking a cup of hacked up loogies. It's about 8 minutes long. And the sound quality isn't great. But if you love vomiting, you will wonder why this never made the cut.
I have a little game set up for me and Chris to play. I don't know if Chris is going to agree to this, but my girlfriend Tanya, she's been sick lately, and she's got a cough, a horrible cough, and she just lays in bed coughing, and as she coughs, she hacks up like spit, and then she spits the spit from bed into this cup that's now sitting next to my bed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to challenge Chris that if he takes a sip of this cup, I'll drink the rest of it. Just one sip. I will drink. Look in there.
I think what's in here is disgusting, but while Danny was explaining the rules, he was talking above the cup, and the idea that Danny might be spitting into it made it way more gross.
You just have to take one little sip, and I will polish off the rest of it.
Well, first off, no.
Why would I not? Do that?
Well, this is your girlfriend. You drink her spit.
No. I am grossed out by this. I think I might vomit again.
I'm glad that I'm a couple hundred miles
away. Are you really doing it?
You going to drink the rest of it?
Of course I will.
How much do I have to drink?
I don't know. Drink enough that you are not happy about it. That's because I'm not going to be happy about this. That's beyond. I don't know what to tell you.
Why don't you just pay me?
I would say at least a teaspoon.
Because that's not the point. It's not interesting for people to find out that I paid you. They want to see you drink. Well, not see you, but hear you.
You know what'll give me pleasure? If Tanya's up here watching me drink her.
Okay, let me see if I can get Tanya. You guys carry out. You explain the spit.
You didn't spit in this, did you?
No.
Because I won't drink your spit.
I did not spit in that, I promise.
Even if Danny, like, if it was a glass of fruit punch and he just took a drink from it.
I wasn't kidding. I thought I might have saw some spit come from his lip into it, just a minuscule amount, and that was really more gross to me than this whole...
That would change the whole dynamic of the contents of that cup.
Yeah, there's definitely a pretty large chunk in here.
Is there?
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
There better not be anything of Danny's in here. I don't know if I trust him. He wants me to drink this a little too much.
Like it may just be an all-purpose spittoon?
Yeah. All right, I'm out. I'm not doing it.
Just do it.
She's sick on the couch. She won't.
All right, there's some unfamiliar chunks in here. I don't want to drink it.
Come on!
No, a thought occurred to me while you were gone.
What's that?
I don't think we should say because I don't want the teenagers to hear it.
It's not that, I swear to God, Chris, it's just spit. I swear. I swear. No.
I don't want any of your spit in it.
No, it's not my spit either.
You just spit in it just now while you were talking.
Listen.
Why do you try to spit into things?
I don't.
It's like you try to spit on things.
I swear to you, Chris. She's just been laying in bed coughing and spitting into
it. Why don't you just pay me $100 and I'll drink the whole thing?
No, I don't want to do that. I want you to drink some of it and then I'll drink some of it. And then,
here's what I'll do. I'm going to sweeten the pot a little just for the purpose of this podcast.
Okay.
If Chris takes a sip out of it, I will pay $100 of his tux rental for my wedding.
I don't want you to do that.
I want you to drink it.
Yeah, I'll split that with him. How about that?
No, I will pay $100 out of my own money.
You have a new marriage and a new life to start. I would feel bad taking it.
I would rather split it with you. And have him drink the whole thing. How about that?
Where I'll pay $50 and Danny will give you $50.
Yeah, how about that? We'll split $50 of your tux rental.
Are you going to give me the money and then leave me to go get the tux on my own?
Well, you have to go get measured anyways.
Chris is going to show up with a hobo's tux on and just keep
I'm going to have the blue tux from Dumb and Dumber.
Ooh, that's a good one. And you have to drink the whole cup.
I'm getting sick just thinking about it.
$100. I'll do it for the $100. And I know it's my girlfriend, obviously, which is... I promise you, Chris, it's only spit. I swear to you.
I would never, ever forgive you.
Do you understand what he thinks, Ben?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it.
Hey, Brian... Brian wasn't in here before I came in, was he?
I wish I could have tricked you into that, but that's not... I swear...
Everything in my gut tells me no.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. I'll drink a portion if you drink the rest.
Okay. And the money's out the door? Or you want to do it for the money?
No, I don't want to take Ben's money.
But you'll take Why? Mine?
I'll take Danny's money. Because you have a new life to start with your beautiful new bride.
Why is that creepy when you say it? I feel like Ben should not get married now, or if he does, just move somewhere far away when he does.
Or if you just feel that guilty about it, spend an extra $50 on my gift.
Okay, you want gifts? Hang on.
All right, I'll take your money.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's doing it. I wish you could.
Did he drink it?
He's running to the bathroom. If you...
Did he swallow it?
Oh, my... I wish you could have seen the look on his face.
Did he really drink it?
He didn't drink all of it. There's a ton left. He's just washing his mouth out now. Oh, man. I have to describe what this is maybe a little bit better. I mean, it's just spit. Like, you know, when you're sick, you just constantly hack stuff up.
Yeah, but that's so gross.
That's what this is. So are you going to drink all of it, or am I supposed to drink it now? Okay, there's a bunch left. I'm going to drink it, but you have to come back in here for this. Oh, God, this is such a bad idea.
And it was your idea.
I think he may be vomiting. So creepy. Hang on, give us a play, give us a walkthrough of what it was like before I do it.
It's cold. That's the worst thing.
It's thick, and you feel it go down your throat.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, man. Oh, God. This. So now I have to drink all of it?
I thought that's what you said.
But then are we paying you also? Or we're not paying you?
I already said you didn't have to pay me.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Oh, God. Look how much that is.
I know.
What am I doing?
You said drink enough that I'm not happy.
Yeah, I can see it. I will always cherish that look on your face. I have to be honest. All right, here we go. Down the hatch. I don't take shots, but this is my first one. Ugh. Gone. I almost vomited. Oh!
I'm surprised you didn't.
Oh, my God. I just don't have to think about it. Plants. Baseball.
You're gonna think about all that spit you just swallowed.
You're gonna get. Oh, he's gonna get sick now.
That's what
it
I wanted.
It makes me sick to see him get sick. Because I know what he drank.
God damn it. How many times am I gonna vomit on this podcast?
He's the craziest vomiter, too. Oh!
I feel like I should have vomited. I regret that I didn't.
Chris. Now, $1,000 to go drink my vomit out of the toilet.
All of it?
Yes.
How much for a t-shirt?
Our second nominee tonight is an already notorious lost episode that has sparked a lot of interest and rumors online. Many fans have demanded that the episode be released in its full version. However, tonight we will only be playing a small portion of it. So without any further delay, may I present Robo Ben.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Hey, does Ben sound weird to you, Danny?
Not particular. I mean, a little. He sounds a little different.
What do you guys mean?
I don't mean like in a bad way. I just mean like it sounds like your English is better than it used to be.
You sound British almost.
Fuck you guys. I'm improving myself. Is that a crime?
Wait. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, Ben, what did you say? Just now.
I said fuck off.
I think I know what you said. You said, fuck you guys, I'm improving myself. Is that a crime?
Did you guys hear about the Giants?
The San Francisco Giants or the New York Giants? Baseball season's over. Well, the regular season is.
I love the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, we know that, Ben.
That's true.
That's weird that you'd say that.
You really, you know that they're out of the... They're out of the playoffs. I mean, the playoffs started. It's already the round one's over. The Giants are... There's no point to talking about them now.
Yes, I know. You are being a shitface.
I don't think he's being a shitface. He's just pointing out that baseball's over.
I thought you would be bringing up the Sharks, to be honest. Because if I remember right, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, you are a big Sharks fan.
I was just about to. Why don't you calm the fuck down?
There you sound British again.
See, and it's this, it's not only British. You sound like you're almost snobby British, like really sort of pompous or well educated.
It's because I have a sore throat, just like your girlfriend does.
Yeah, for me.
No, because of me. Answers. Probably.
Wait, I didn't hear the end.
Yeah, what did you say, man?
No, because of me. And Chris, probably.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You are correct, sir.
All Up next tonight is a clip that was originally pulled off the show because of protests claiming that it made Chris and Danny sound like Nazi sympathizers. However, we've decided to play it here tonight and let you, the audience, judge for yourselves.
If there was a new Hitler who only targeted, like, the just stupid people of any race,
I would jump on board.
Or if you wouldn't jump on board, you'd secretly, like, hope that he succeeds.
Yeah, no, I would jump on board. Fuck it. I want to do something with my life. At least then I'd change the world for the good.
Exactly.
Even if I'm thought of as a horrible person later, I did something good for the world, and I know it.
You know what one of my favorite religious shit-talking points is?
What?
About Christianity? According to Christian theology, Hitler's in heaven because he was a Catholic and all the Jews he killed are in hell. They don't bring that up too much.
That's a really good point. I never thought about that.
Well, I mean, unless they had a chance to convert to Christianity right before they died, but probably not because they got led into the gas chambers. They thought it was a shower.
Why are you giggling so much while you tell us about this?
I don't know. That was funny.
See, I told you that wasn't that bad, right? I mean, they were just following orders. Plus, a lot of important medical research was done during the Holocaust. Okay, moving right along. Our next nominee is from an episode entitled Spacecast. This show was actually confiscated by the United States government because, apparently, Chris knew too much.
Hold on a second, let me explain something. Why was that funny?
Because we can both tell that you're kind of pissed off about, like, a point that I made.
I'm not pissed off.
Not pissed, but, you know, like, hang on.
Shut the fuck up and let me talk. I'll show you pissed.
Me and Chris are going to fight on the podcast pretty soon.
I'm just kidding. Listen, here's what I have to
say. He wanted no part of that.
Yeah.
No, I have a very fucking serious point I'd like to make.
Let's hear it.
Okay, if I had a twin brother, and he got on a rocket ship traveling at the speed of light.
Is this a math problem?
I don't know. And he goes all the ways, just let's just say he goes real far out into the universe at light speeds.
I think it's light speed. Where did his light speeds vary?
And then
got stuck in light traffic.
Very interesting question.
He got stuck in light traffic, so he had to slow down.
Well, that's the whole another can of worms. He turns back around. And then he lands on Earth. Guess what? He's younger than me now. That's a fucking fact.
That is funny.
I'm older than him, and he's younger than me, but yet we are twin brothers. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay. But you guys are still twins.
Oh, snap. For a second there at the beginning, I really thought Chris and Danny were going to throw down. Talk about a clash of the titans. That would be like WrestleMania 3, in which Andre the Giant took on Hulk Hogan. All right. You've heard tonight's nominees for best podcast or podcast moment that never aired, and we can all agree that any one of those clips is funnier than anything that any other podcast has ever put out. But now it's time to see who will be taking home the shoddy this evening. Wow. Tonight's shoddy goes to Robo Ben.
When you first met me, what did you think of me? Be honest.
I thought you were a faggot. I was right.
Yeah, Ben always has that good intuition.
His gaydar is impeccable. No, I mean, joking aside.
The first time I saw you, I thought, Oh, that's where the smell is coming from.
Burn.
What about the first time you met Chris? You knew Chris until you were kids. I think we've had this discussion.
Actually, to be honest, I knew that I had met my match. Comedically.
When you met Chris?
Comedically.
Comedically. When you met Chris, that's what you thought. And this was like in second or first grade, though.
I met Chris at a young age. I was so fucking jealous. This guy always knew how to pull down serious pussy.
Oh, thank you.
Well, how young are we talking? Even back in first grade, Chris?
Man, that Robo Ben is a laugh riot. And believe it or not, he is the first Robo-American ever to win a shoddy. He is really opening new doors for us robots. Like Halle Berry did for the blacks. She is a hero. Alright, our final category this evening is the shoddy for best guest. And here to present the shoddy are former President Bill Clinton and Hollywood legend Sean Connery.
Wow, it's quite an honor to be here this evening to present the shoddy for best guest, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, it is the single greatest honor of my entire life.
Say, Bill, weren't you a guest on Shoddy Radio this year?
Yes, and it was the single greatest honor of my entire life.
We have four nominees for best guest tonight, and while they all deserve to win, we know there can be only one. Highlander.
Sean, the category is best guest.
Well, then why did I bring my sword?
And the nominees are Wally Seacock.
Oh, it's so strong. It smells so strong.
It is an approved substance for dogs to chew on.
That's true.
This is not approved for anyone. This came out. His body rejected this.
Yeah. All right. So which
What you would take the nail, Chris? What would you do?
Oh, I would take the nail.
You would, and you have to ingest. You have to chew on it, suck on it for a minute, and then chew off the.
And the other option is you have to suck the bull dick
for 30 seconds. That's it.
That's just a weekend for Danny.
Well, Danny, yeah, he's praying everyone's gonna suck the bull dick.
He's like, oh,
so he can live vicariously.
Don't make me do the bull dick. Stuck with that again.
Well, he wants to suck it and he wants to watch others suck it. He wants to live vicariously through this dead bull.
If I had chosen the bull dick, he would have been like, all right, well, I'll take it from here.
Right, this is no contest to me.
All right.
I'll do anything to that nail.
And the second nominee is Craig Crud Savage.
Go ahead. So it has that in it. It's just like some type of a...
That's the psychedelic agent.
Okay.
It psilocybin, I don't know exactly what it has in it, but that's what it's called. It's mushroom. It has something in it that gets you very high. And so I got very high. I got so high, Danny, that I used to... I didn't need a key, so I didn't have to ring our door, right?
Uh-huh.
Where we live, not to go up. I used to climb a drain pipe and go through a window that was always open. I got so high, I went into the wrong window. this is in the book, The Misadventures, you know. So anyhow, unfortunately, the wrong window happened to be a Hell's Angels window, but I didn't know that. I just knocked on the window, and I go, hey, you know, I went to the wrong window.
Oh, man. What did he do?
It's like, climbing down that drain pipe looked like gnarly, so I was like, nah, we better be good, cool people. I told him what happened. I said, I usually climb the drain pipe over there to get to my girlfriend's house where I'm staying, but this was the wrong drain pipe. The window was open. Could I climb through? He goes, sure. Next thing I know, I climb in. It's dark, right?
Uh-huh.
I climb in, and the light goes on. And here's a Hell's, it says Hell's Angels uniform, right?
Uh-huh.
Plus you've got a gun, and blam.
He shot it?
Over the head with a gun.
He hit you over the head with a gun?
Yeah, and then he took all my money. He found my money. I had my money. money hidden in my shorts. I had a pair of shorts, and there's some long pants I was wearing. And they found my shorts, they found my wallet, and they found all my psilocybin, whatever else I had.
Jeez.
When it was the next day that we went to
San Diego.
Yeah, and we ended up going to...
President William Jefferson Clinton.
My guest today is a politician turned local radio DJ, probably most famous for his Eagle Rock Drive Time radio show, The Sean and the Bill Show. I'm not sure exactly how to address you, President or former President Bill Clinton.
You can call me President Bill Clinton.
So I should I address you as Bill, Mr. Clinton, sir?
Well, you guys on Shoddy Radio can call me Bill.
Wow.
Only my closest friends and I extend that privilege to. But typically I'm called President Clinton. Call me whatever you want. I'm just excited to be here.
Okay, so my first question, I guess I've already asked one question, but my first official question is, how did you find out about our show?
Let's see. It's an interesting story. Me and my friend, Sean Connery, he and I have got this little thing we've been doing, what he calls one of these little serial killer runs. We were going to go up and see the Dahmer house. Then we're going to go by John Wayne Gacy's place. This is not my idea, mind you. But this is just stuff that Sean's interested in.
No. So.
And so he put on his iPod, and there were a couple episodes of Shoddy
Radio.
So
Sean Connery also is a Shoddy Radio listener.
He's got very eclectic taste. We'll just put it that way. He likes you. He likes Black Eyed Peas. He loves that Fergie. He likes some Scottish Royal Guard music. That's most of it. He likes the Chipmunks, you know, that band. He big fan of the Chipmunks. But yeah, no, so it was on his iPod and a couple episodes. And, the three of you guys are just, I love being on the sideband radio because I can say things like, you guys are the shit.
Yeah, that's right. You.
I can't say that.
Feel free. I know on your radio show, you guys are still subject to FCC regulations. But here, this is basically the internet. So feel free to curse as much as you like, but don't feel obligated to curse either.
If the mood strikes me, I'll drop an F-bomb.
All right. So my next question is, has Hillary ever heard of our show?
No, I keep most things that I enjoy away from her. That's just a situation that worked out very naturally between the two of us.
Okay. So can I ask you, do you have a favorite episode or favorite moment from Shoddy Radio?
Well, I can tell you one thing that I did not like about last year's Shoddy's was that interview with Barack Obama. Now, I thought that was a little bit premature. Right?
Sure, he wasn't president yet.
He was president-elect. And I can tell you right now, being president-elect isn't going to get you any kind of pussy. I mean, it's just not going to do it. I mean, trust me. It was, let me put it this way. From November, from when I won, until Inauguration Day, it was dry. It was like somebody poured talc downstairs. There was nothing there, man. But then once you get that, put your hand on the book and you do your thing, then sure, yeah. It comes like a river.
So to speak. All right. Well, you've told us something you don't like. Are there any parts of the show that you do enjoy?
Well, I enjoy most of it tremendously. You know, just any given time in the show, just listening to you guys banter back and forth is a highlight of my commute every morning most of the time. Now, one guy that's on the show that's near and dear to my heart is producer Brian. Now, I know that this may be a controversial thing for me to say, considering at this point in my career, I'm not supposed to be, you know, trolling Craigslist for Tang, you know. But, the trials and tribulations of his love life do strike a chord with me.
So you relate to producer Brian in a lot of ways. You guys are maybe kindred spirits or...
I would say yeah, in a lot of ways, you know, down to like even that time you guys stole a cell phone. I mean, that I was laughing, but I was also crying inside because one day I come home and my iPhone is gone. Right. And what's in its place is like some green screen Nokia thing, right? Weighs about a pound that Hillary has left for me. Because what she did was I left it unlocked one day and she came by and she saw my files. And so, you know, double anal, triple anal. I mean, it's all, you know, Anyway, so I don't get a phone with a screen anymore. And so when you guys took his phone, it's like I felt that kind of, you know, my business had been invaded, kind of like his. It was funny, but it caught me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Bill. I'm sorry.
Call me Bill.
Okay. Well, you can listen to Bill on the radio in Eagle Rock. What's the station? On
106.9 KSTD, The Clap. Catch it. The Sean and the Bill Show, daily drive time radio with me and my good friend Sean Connery. You can catch us at www.criticalhitmedia.com or seanandbill.podbean.com. Oh, and I'd like to personally thank Al Gore for preventing the internet. That was really sweet of you, Al.
Okay, thank you very much.
And our final nominee, Christine from Craigslist.
I'm very excited about your new video and seeing the new Transformers movie.
I got an idea. Listen, you empty that wine bottle, okay? And then you fill it back up. You know what I mean?
I will not be doing any of that stuff to myself.
You understand what I mean, though, right? Hey, I'll do it to you.
I don't know about a wine bottle, and that's kind of hard.
You pop the cork, and then I'll pop my cork. Well, I don't know. I didn't know you had a dildo. What's all this dildo talk? It seems like I don't even hardly know you now.
Whatever.
What does it feel like now to keep secrets from people?
Keep secrets? Whatever. No, I have two, but they're, like, really huge, and I don't generally use them on myself. And there's my last one. I can't get laid. This is bullshit. God damn it. I had a friend come over and he wanted a massage. I gave him a massage and then he left. And I'm like, fuck, it's 10 o'clock and that's it? Serious?
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Were you trying to get a little more out of that massage?
I gave him a little hand job, but that's it.
Really? So, this is a good friend, it sounds like.
It's not right.
So you give him a hand job and then he just leaves you wet and waiting.
And the shoddy for best guest goes to
Christine from Craigslist.
Oh, no, I demand a refund. That's bullshit.
Okay. Now my favorite little friend.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
You know what that is? It's my wheel.
What are you doing? Tell me.
I'm stroking it.
Oh, I have my vibrator on my clit. Oh. I'm gonna come really fast.
Oh, yeah, come. I wish I was right there with you.
Loud, are you ready?
Yeah, let me hear it. I cannot believe this. Oh, yeah, baby.
Let's talk about your wiener more.
My wiener is so hard right now. It's so fucking hard. I wish I could slide my wiener in. That's awesome.
Inside you. My wiener.
I wish I was there. Slide my wiener inside.
I can't believe this is happening.
My wiener's never been this hard in my whole life.
Oh my god, I gotta do it again.
Oh, do it again. I'm going to keep jacking my wiener.
This is the most surreal moment of my entire life.
Oh God, I wish I could stick a finger in your ass while I just shove my wiener in you.
You make me scream. Oh,
that is so hot.
More than a finger.
I'll put my whole wiener.
I don't know.
Well, I'll only stick in the first half. We'll see how it goes.
God. There's no way anyone is gonna believe this is real.
Oh man, I wish I was there to lick the juices off the floor. That slap you in the face with my wiener. Have you heard of Quarka? Well, it's when two beautiful ladies perform a role on you, and one sucks left side of your wiener, and the other one is like a corn. It's so amazing.
Thank you.